Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Happy death of 2020. Nothing much going on. Thanks to all the patrons. See you Sunday. What? What do you mean it's none? I said it was going to be short today. Really? All right. I guess there's some other stuff we can talk about. So the usual New Year's Eve celebrations were called off due to COVID, but some places drummed up alternatives. Here in Seattle, they put on an animated light show superimposed over the Space Needle. It was very unique. I'm told it was a representation of everything we went through this year. Personally, to me it looked more like the summoning of Cthulhu mixed with an acid trip, and a more appropriate representation of 2020 probably would have been a giant dumpster fire with Trump pissing gasoline into it. But that's just me. Art is a subjective medium. Drop a line in the YouTube comments if there was an interesting event near you, and you can check out the light show in the links. In McConnell's continuing trek to overtake Trump as dickbag of the year, he is now calling the $2,000 checks socialism for Democrats' rich friends. Yes, the checks that are means-tested to cut out above $100,000 income. Yes, the ones that go to everybody below that income threshold. Yes, the ones that are following the exact same rules as the checks the GOP already passed twice now, and this is just raising the amount. And yes, it's the same guy that champions tax cuts for the rich. Not even going to wade into how terrible means-testing is, how much better giving to everyone and taxing back from the rich would be, or how this is all based on 2019 income, so it really has no basis in reality anyway. We've been through all that before. Just making sure everyone is aware of how much BS McConnell is slinging to try and stop common Americans from getting basic relief. Even Lindsey Graham and Newt Gingrich are calling for a clean vote on the checks, in Graham's case saying, quote, "I'd like a standalone vote in the new Congress on the $2,000 check," end quote. He also expressed that he thinks it would pass and that each of Trump's demands should be voted on separately. Yang also got rather amusingly baited and trapped by an article whose headline was originally about Graham supporting calling for a vote, which Andrew retweeted with a heck yes and thumbs up. Then they changed that headline to McConnell calls checks socialism for the rich, leaving Yang's tweet looking a bit opposite to its original intent. Ah, Yang and the media, will they ever make up? In other news, a new development on the 32-hour workweek front, research firm Autonomy studied the balance sheets for 50,000 UK firms and found that in the best-case scenario of a thoughtful rollout, the cost would be entirely offset by increases in productivity and/or prices, and in the worst-case scenario of an overnight mandate, it would be affordable for most firms post-pandemic. Basic Income Alberta put together a short webpage making the case for basic income as a bipartisan idea. It gives a brief review of notable conservatives who support it, reasons why it appeals to both sides, and addresses common concerns. A good resource for introducing conservatives to UBI. Eric Sanchez has announced that he has tested positive for COVID and will be spending the next 2 weeks resting. Eric was a big part of Yang's presidential campaign, and I wish him a speedy recovery and all the best that Netflix has to offer. Quick correction, last episode I said Yang was spotted wearing a Humanity Forward New York hat, and I got pretty much all of that wrong. It was a mask that said Forward New York. Still same implication for the race, but just wanted to clarify. Finally, I want to end the year and the episode by taking stock of how far UBI and Humanity First have come in 2020. At the start of the year, the idea of giving people unconditional cash was still a foreign, fanciful, naive notion to the vast majority of Americans and humanity in general. Since then, we have seen Mayors for a Guaranteed Income start trials in numerous American cities. A dozen countries around the world adopted some form of unconditional cash aid during the pandemic, including the U.S. 88% of the general public endorsed it. The UN and dozens of other health, economic, and other agencies endorsed it. Trump and some Republican legislators endorsed it. A supermajority of the House of Representatives, including 44 Republicans, voted on the record and passed a standalone bill for unconditional cash aid. I know we spend most of our time focusing on the roadblocks to UBI yet to be overcome, but it's a good time to take a look back at how far we have advanced. Any one of those achievements alone would be incredible. Political moves of this scale are very rarely measured in months, usually more like decades. Take a moment to appreciate what we've accomplished and let that inspire you to imagine where we can take it in the next year. Stay strong and keep marching forward, humanity. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Leave a YouTube comment on what message you divined from the Seattle Light Show. Remind Trump how McConnell is playing him. Bookmark and share the 32-hour study and the bipartisan basic income webpage. Reflect and rejoice on how far UBI has come this year. Don't forget to put in your half hour a day of phone banking or text banking to support the efforts in Georgia. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.